Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Our picks are coming up at 5:30. Can I put a bonus pick in? Can
no.
I do four this week?
You think you're hot?
Well, no, it's just I don't want
to. We do four picks every week. It's just the Eagles are one of the four.
I know. I just because I like all four, and I'm sitting there. If I pull this one, I know it's going to win. Hmm. And then the one I put in will lose, and then the one that I put in that I took out will win, and I'll be mad.
Well, Costas gave us like 100, so I mean.
What are you going to put for him?
Yeah, I don't know. Picks? I might have to ask him.
Text him and say specifically.
Yeah, give me four.
He's got Pack plus three, Bucks minus one, Seattle minus one, Jets plus 10.5, Dolphins plus four, Colts plus five. I mean, jeez.
Yeah, I mean.
He went through the whole schedule.
He couldn't help himself. He was so we'll have our picks coming up at 5:30. Top five at five coming up in a second. Phillies get a win last night. And Aaron Nola gave up a large chunk early, and it was like, here we go again. But give the Phillies credit against a bad team, of course. But they battled. They ended up blowing them out, and they get a win. Atlanta loses, so the Phillies are now just two games out. They've won three straight, and Ronald Torres really with the huge blow in the game. He comes in as a pinch hitter. Two on, they're at the corners, two outs, 2-0 fastball, which was just left right down at the knees, and he pulled it. So Torres doing damage against the lefty. Tonight it is Kyle Gibson going for the Phillies, and they're a huge favorite tonight. I think I saw -320 on the money line.
Let's take it.
We
got to win these, man. Got no other choice.
Three more against the Pirates.
Yeah, let's get all three.
And then, so the Braves have three against San Diego. They lost last night to the Diamondbacks. Three at San Diego, then three at home against the Phillies, three at home against the Mets. Phils have, like I said, three more against the Pirates at home, and then they travel to Atlanta and then to Miami to end the season.
Yeah, I think they need all three of these remaining against the Pirates. Listen, they were down 6-0 in that game last night, and they came back and won. The Pirates are cooked. You need to win all these games. You're at home. The games matter more to you. So your players should be coming to the ballpark every day thinking about nothing but winning that game. The Pirates aren't thinking about winning. They're trying to make sure they don't get injured on the way at the end of the season.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're already like, when was that tee time again that I have?
They looked up last night. Hold on. We're up 6-0?
Yeah, they got the call from the upstairs and said, nope, this isn't happening.
Exactly. So – yeah, I gotta roll with the Phillies, man. Let's go. Let's do it. I want the Atlanta series to matter.
They need to be within one game going into that series.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for.
It could be a half game out tonight. The Braves have a makeup game first tonight. Mm-hmm. It's only going seven innings, and they're already down. It was a suspended game.
The Braves are down.
Yeah, they're playing the Padres.
Okay.
They're resuming a suspended game.
Really? Right.
It's in the bottom of the fifth. It's only going seven innings, and they're already down in the game.
Well, what's the score?
It's 5-4, but it hasn't started yet. It starts at 8. So.
Oh, I got you. Oh, you're saying that's the way that it was left.
Yeah, so they got rained
got
out.
Got you.
So they suspended it then.
Right.
Picking it up at 8, they're down 5-4 in the fifth. It's only going 7.
Did this happen in Atlanta?
I think so, because it doesn't ever rain in San Diego.
Don't think so.
Well, and they haven't played out. They're not going to play a game in San Diego. They were in Arizona last night, so this isn't you're not extending the game that happened last night. It must have been in Atlanta. They just said, let's finish the game.
Yeah.
All right, that's interesting.
Cool. So they could be a half game out. If the Phils win, the Braves lose that game, Braves lose again, half game out at the end of the game.
Jack, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm getting excited again, John.
Yeah, I just wish that we had a different team so I could be more excited about being out two games. But kind of is what it is at this point. All right, well, before we get out of here, we'll give you the starting lineup and everything like that. But before we get back to the phones, top five at five with Jack.
Well, since it's Cowboys week, I thought it'd be appropriate to give my top five least favorite Cowboys of all time on this Football Friday. Now, full disclosure, this isn't going to count the Emmett, Troy, Michael Irvin of those guys. Like, I didn't see any of them play, so I'm very sorry if that's not going to count.
So it's in your lifetime?
My lifetime, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So a little different because the Cowboys have sucked my whole lifetime.
Yes.
It's not the same level of hatred, I would say.
Okay. So since what year would you say?
I would say since 2000.
Okay.
Which is about fair. Seven was when I started really knowing anything about football, and Ike broke my heart.
I was just thinking if that gets okay. So since 2000.
Since number five, didn't play much for them, but I hated him. Greg Hardy. Like, he was awful off the field.
Yeah.
He was such awful. A cowboy. And then, like, every time he made a play, every time I saw his face, I couldn't stand him. So, Greg Hardy does make my top five, even though he wasn't even good for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Greg Hardy, without going into his background, we know that is a dislikable guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's still fighting in the USA.
Still getting whooped.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And if he's only five.
Well, like, that was just personal.
Right.
You know. Number four. Now, I know we brought him off yesterday. I know he's going through some stuff. But Marion Barber, I hated growing up. Like, it always felt like third and one in the fourth quarter, they're going to give it to Marion Barber, and the Eagles won't be able to stop it. And it was so frustrating to me. And Marion Barber, I thought, always felt like he killed the Eagles.
He was a hard runner. He was like, he wasn't beast mode. He was like beast mode light.
Yeah, took the words out of my mouth. He liked contact. He didn't mind it.
Yep.
He could run between the tag. He was a good player.
Yeah, he was like Blunt on the Eagles team in 17.
Yep.
So he was frustrated for me. Number three is Roy Williams, the safety.
Yes.
Broke T.O.'s leg. Still one of the worst days of my life was T.O. breaking his legs at the hand of Roy Williams.
That's a good one. That's a good one, and I think he would be on the list of everybody as a hated Cowboy for breaking T.O.'s leg. I still remember. I could see the rain right now. I still remember T.O. coming to the sideline and, you know, a couple of us looking at each other like, dude.
It's over.
It's like we're cursed.
Oh, really? And that's how everyone felt. It was like, we're never going to win a Super Bowl. Like, we're never winning a Super Bowl.
Yes, I do remember. And that was an ugly game. It was like, it was an ugly game. I think we won like 13 to... I don't remember the final score of that game.
Yeah, it didn't matter once T.O. got
it. Yeah,
there.
I agree.
I know you guys didn't lose.
Yeah, no, we won it, but it was an ugly game.
Because wasn't the season was over by that point, right? Like, you guys were already clinched.
Well, that's the game that clinched, right? That might have been the game that clinched home field advantage and everything.
Okay.
Because the last two games didn't matter.
And that's when Andy pulled everyone.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's the worst.
Awesome.
My second least favorite Cowboy is Zeke. I mean, like, the whole feed me thing.
Feed me.
Oh, it's so hateable. Oh, the feed me. He's not even good anymore. He's a fullback. Like, he is.
He's
basically a fullback. But, man, prime Zeke, when he would, like, break out. I think it was, what, a Monday night game maybe in 2020 after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It was a night game, and he just went off.
The one he leaped over.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Was that Corey Graham?
I think it was.
Ugh.
I think it was. Yeah, that night, that was a bad night.
Yeah, it was. It was a dumb.
That was
and
a bad night.
Just the feed me is just nauseous. Like, when he does it to you, it's like, oh, I can't take this.
The face, just the face and the piercings and all the other stuff. Yeah, I can't wait to see who number one is, Jack.
Number one for me is Dez Bryant. I mean, throwing up the X.
Yes.
And the one of the lowest points of my Eagles fandom was him scoring three touchdowns against Kerry Williams. And, like, Bradley Fletcher, and it was in our stadium, throwing up the X over and over and over again. And I'm pretty sure him and Malcolm started the midfield brawl a couple years ago. So Dez is up there for
That's
me.
A good one. Dez is a good one. Dez is an underrated, dislikable Cowboy. Because I don't like Dez Bryant either. I didn't like Dez Bryant. I always thought Dez Bryant thought he was better
than
what he was at the time. Was a good receiver, no doubt about it. He was a good receiver. But he thought he was an elite wide receiver. and he quickly fell off. I give him credit. He did catch that ball in Green Bay, took three steps afterwards, and then lunged in the end zone. Dez caught it. But in typical Cowboy fashion, nobody cares. You wouldn't have taken advantage of it anyway. And quite frankly, Dez Bryant fell off so fast. I mean, he fell off fast.
Oh, yeah, no, he was like Pro Bowler to no bowler.
Yeah, he fell off fast.
Yep.
And did a lot of talking.
Yeah. He was in the league last year.
Oh, my God.
Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Baltimore.
He got hurt, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Remember the Saints signed him? Or was he going to work out for the Saints and popped his Achilles?
Yep. No, I think they signed him. It was the first day of practice.
It was his first day of practice. Did he play with the Ravens last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caught a touchdown.
He caught a touchdown, yep.
Okay.
Yep. But yeah.
But then he got injured?
I don't know if he got hurt.
He had the COVID situation. Where they told him he couldn't play 1 week.
It's 6 receptions for 47 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Ravens last year.
Who would win a 40-yard dash right now? Alshon or Dez?
Yeah. Dez. Alshon's not even a Cowboy, and I hate Alshon.
Alshon is what we should be asking, Jack.
Yeah, you might outrun Alshon.
Maybe long distance. I'm a distance guy.
Jason Witten would have absolutely made my list.
Witten?
I hate him.
I never hated Witten. I always kind of respected Witten.
No.
I can't say I hated Witten.
Oh, my God.
He didn't say anything or ever. Now, he used to kill us.
Yeah. But he was so annoying on third down. It's like, come on.
How does he keep getting open?
Yeah, how does he keep getting open? Come on, dude. You're so much more athletic than the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, give him credit. Great player. But. Yeah. And then what's his name? When I'm thinking from that, because he played forever for the team. The Terrence Newman.
Terrence Newman was. He was there forever.
Forever.
Yep.
Did you guys?
Hold on. You guys didn't even mention. What's his name?
Offense or defense?
Defense.
Orlando Scandrick.
Orlando Scandrick.
See, I hated him as an Eagle.
I hate him. Period. He was a Cowboy.
He sucked then too.
Yeah. No, he's on that list. Honorable mention or something. But that dude. Yeah, Orlando Scandrick came in here like a scoundrel and then went on First Take telling all the business. I don't care if he was right or wrong. The fact of the matter is he's a rat.
He is a
just like Alshon's a rat.
Did they bring him back this year or no? Is he not doing it? Scandrick.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
No, I think he got his 15 minutes.
And then they're like, you're gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. So I haven't seen him. That's why I asked.
Right.
You watch FS1 more than I do.
No, he hasn't been on there. The only guest they bring on there is Mike. Because now Broussard is a host on First Things First. So the only guest that comes on is Mike Vick.
Well, I haven't, because Cowherd, during that time, after he retired or whatever, I guess it was last year, Cowherd would have Scandrick on a couple times during the season. I think Fox employed him.
But you know what it was? It was because he was willing to say something.
Of that.
Yeah, why else? And
there was probably little substance other than that.
He was willing to say something. The bottom line is he talked himself out the league.
Yep.
And so he can't give you any more dirt.
Guided Door and Windows big sale event's been extended through the end of September. 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. We're going to hit your phone calls coming up in 1 second. Right after, Sorry, Ike. We're going to pause briefly to talk to Ike Race. Here it is.
The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. And that's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with 3 legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So, lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, guess what? You can also claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win Monday night. Philadelphia versus Dallas. Just sign up with promo code Ike, and if your first bet loses, you get up to $1,000 back in site credit. Don't forget, that's promo code Ike.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Refund issued is now withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay team available for multiple sports in all states and mobile web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, back to the phones. Kirk and Roslyn. Kirk, how are you?
Hey, happy football Friday, gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Kirk?
I don't know. This was a terrible week. That damn Bronco, I just got done bandaging him up.
Is he ready to go Sunday, Kirk?
I put Flex Seal on both his ankles, and that dumb idiot's going to play. He don't care.
He is.
He's going to play.
You know he's going to play.
He practiced today, yes.
It's a division game. That's why he's playing.
He's a gamer.
He'd be playing if it was against anybody.
Yeah, but I can also talk him into doing things that may be foolish. So, anyway. Now, John, about the must-win situation.
Yeah.
When you got money on the game, it's a must-win.
So, is it a must-win on Monday for you, Kirk?
Absolutely, because there's money on the game.
Well, okay, I mean, if you took the points, they don't necessarily have to win.
Not if you take money line. You gotta leverage that bet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kirk, you should just quit right now because Hugh talked you out of taking the Eagles, and you bet on Atlanta in that first game.
That's all right. I'm doing just fine.
What about last week? You take the Eagles last week?
I can't mention what I did.
Oh, man, he's 0-2, Ike. He's 0-2.
But my wallet's a little heavier.
Oh.
That means he took the Niners last week.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I hate the Cowboys. How can you? Yeah, every one of them. The only one that I even give any respect to is Rodgers. Stallbacks because he was a serviceman.
Yes.
That's the only reason I give him any respect.
And he comes on our show every year. Thanks, Kirk. He comes on our show when if we do, I don't know if we'll be back there again this year, but the Army Navy radio row. He comes on and says the same, pretty much the same thing every year, but it's still like, I love him. He's great. Jack, does he make your list of hated Cowboys?
Who?
Roger Staubach?
I couldn't even tell you, I mean, what, he played 70s?
Yes.
Did you guys hate Romo?
Yes. But they also never won anything.
Yes.
So it didn't make him as like, but yes, like he was annoying because
they haven't won anything in 25 years.
Right. But Romo was, he was annoying because he scrambled around well in the pocket, was able to make plays once the protection kind of broke down. He was good, but what did they ever win? Did Romo win a playoff game?
Well, he won the Detroit game before the Green Bay game. Where the Dez dropped it. But I think that was it, right? I think that was it.
Yeah, all the quarterbacks have won one game. Dak has one playoff win, and so does Romo.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Chris from Charlotte, North Carolina, listening on the Odyssey app. Hi, Chris. Uh-oh. Seth in Media, Pennsylvania. Seth! Uh-oh. Did the phone system just crash? It may have. Jordan Mailata goes out, at least according to reports. He has an MCL sprain and not likely to play on Monday. Not official yet, but seems like that him playing on Monday is not going to be something that happens. So you already have 40% of your offensive line, Ike, from the beginning of the season that isn't going to be playing in the third game of the season.
Yep.
Man, I thought everything was supposed to be okay this year with the injuries.
How can anybody predict that?
Well, I think if we did predict that, we were already wrong.
Yeah.
Frank and Ben Salem. Frank.
Johnny.
Frank.
Yes, hello.
What's up, buddy? You're on.
What? I know the question is must win, but when did Eagles-Dallas Monday Night Football not become the big thing? That's the whole thing.
Right.
Well, and every game, Ike, is a must-win, whether you got skin in the game or not.
Well, I mean, for some people, not for me, it's not.
Well, you want to see the Eagles win every game?
Of course I want to see them win every game, but it doesn't mean it's a must-win.
How is this not a must-win?
Here's the thing. We do know they're not going to go 17-0, right?
Right.
Okay, so then we know they're going to lose games. So then my brain tells me I can't have every game as a must-win. If every game was a must-win, then how defeated and deflated would you be after every game that they don't win?
Well, there's games you can lose, like the one we did.
Oh, but I thought every game was a must-win.
Yeah, but this is a must-win for the reason it's the Cowboys and it's Monday night.
Okay, I mean, I can buy that.
That's huge. That's what it's about.
Sure.
It's a division game.
Yeah.
And they're probably just as inexperienced as we are, so this is a must-win. If you're an Eagles fan, you want this win.
Yeah, I think that's different than what most people would consider a must-win. A must win almost tells you that if they don't win, the season is over. Yeah. Like, so what if they don't win Monday night, Seth? What happens?
Well, a loss to the Cowboys would give you an 0-1 record to start the NFC East, and then you're having a really tough schedule that's coming back. But to your point, like it's about like, all right, this is going to make the season very difficult to be a success, right? As far as a winning record, as far as playoff and things like that.
But see, to me, it all depends on each individual. I mean, on one hand, this team is an 11-12 team win. So if they lose Monday in Dallas, I don't see how that is a game that people chalked up as an automatic win.
No, I mean it's
so I don't see how people chalk that up as an automatic win. So there must be other wins on the schedule that would get you to 10, 11, or 12 wins, which means how could Monday be a must-win game when it would only be the second loss of the season? You still got 14 other games to play.
Right, but the schedule before the last six of the season is very difficult.
Yeah, I understand that, but I guess what I'm trying to figure out is it just taking advantage of a weak spot in the schedule, or do we believe the team is a good team, and we don't believe they can actually beat good teams?
I believe that they have to get through this rough stretch with as many wins as possible. You have to take advantage of Dallas being shorthanded. Right, of them not being a large favorite in the point spread. It seems like there's a lot of people that aren't sure who's going to win the game, at least the odds makers on Monday night, right? Like, you have to get this win. You have to get the win, at least one win against Carolina or the Raiders if you're going to lose to the Buccaneers and the Chiefs, right? Like, so you have to get as many wins as possible right here so you're able to take a little bit of a run in the last six games.
Well, why wouldn't the home games be more of a must win? Like, going in and playing a team that's better than you on paper, that's more seasoned than you, and in their stadium, that's a difficult must win.
It is.
That's a difficult must win. That's not – you're not playing the Jets Monday night.
I guess how I look at it is that if you lose to the Cowboys with the schedule that's coming up, this is going to be a really tough – it's going to be tough for you to win nine games and make the playoffs or even have a chance for those last six games to matter. That's the way I'm looking at it. Seth and Media. Seth.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Seth?
Hey, no, man. On my way up to Massachusetts right now.
Cool.
We just moved up there. So I get to watch the Monday night game with my wife's family. We're all Patriots fans.
Oh, well, you get to watch the big Sunday game next week, next Sunday, up in Foxborough.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady returns.
And I was going to watch that anyway, but you know it's going to be more fun to sit around them all crying and pouting when he lights them up.
Probably.
Oh, my God. It's going to be beautiful. I can't wait. This game Monday night, it's not a must win in that the season would be over. But let me explain to you why I believe it's one of the more important games earlier in the season. Because of the magnitude of it just being Dallas in a division game and the mental toughness that football takes, you know, the guys are going to want to get up for this game. But last week, when we lost to San Francisco, we were still able to find things that were good that the Eagles did, that they were positives, and didn't feel like a crushing loss, right? If we lose this game even by one point, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody to find something positive to take out of it. And this early in the season with a new coach, I think it's important that these guys win games that they can gel together. And what better way to, like, kind of, you know, seeing your team up than by beating the Cowboys on Monday night. You know what I mean? Like, it won't kill them. It won't kill their season. But for the next five or six games, they could roll this, or they could ride this wave of confidence by beating Dallas in Big D, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's obviously some positives to them winning a game Monday night. But I think when you're talking about a divisional opponent, in their house this early in the season, I just think that's hard to consider that a must win, you know, the third week of the season. I understand how the schedule sort of lays itself out. Well, guess what? You can't go to Carolina and lose. Right? To me, those are more of the games that you need to be focusing on as a must win type of a situation, because those are matchups where you say, okay, yeah, we may be in their house, but we're closer to being evenly matched with this team than we are a team that's favored to win a division and in their house. I just think that's a hard road to go down if you want to have a positive outlook on the season. If you want to have a positive outlook on the season. But my outlook on the season isn't measured by wins and losses. It's measured by how well this team is playing in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter of the season. Not an individual game, the season. Too many of these players have yet to establish themselves as made guys in the NFL on the offensive side. And we're about to get a new one at left tackle Monday.
Andre Dillard.
Yeah.
Awesome. 215-592-9494. Our picks coming up next. The Marks and Reese text line as well. That's all coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.